Okay. just one note, though, if anybody's listening today that has had trouble with the YU website the past couple of days, I know there's been some trouble. First note that sometimes, even if you can't get it from pressing on the daf, sometimes if you search for my name, Shalom Rosner, and then you find my shir of the day, sometimes it works that way. If not, you could come to our shul website, because the past couple of days, Baruch Hashem, that's been fine. CBEY.org. CBEY.org, and then it's easy. Just look for on the daf. If there are any problems besides the YU connections that you could email, you could also email mmaltz@gmail.com. So if anybody has any questions further, I hope you hear today's, so you can get that information, and we'll probably mention it again tomorrow until the YU website gets back on track to make sure that in the future the Harbatzas HaTorah can continue. Okay, so let's go to where we are up to on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Chav Gimel Amud Beis, we're up to the two dots, second to last skinny line. V'lo b'shem insreifa. So this is a quote from the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, the Chav Amud Beis. The Mishnah, remember, had listed all the different oils and wicks and materials that cannot be used for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros on Erev Shabbos. So we got a little off the track with a couple of dafim about Chanukah. So we're going to have about 15 lines back on Shabbos, and then we're going to go back to Chanukah. And the Mefarshim are bothered. Tosis is bothered why we have this little break here. It doesn't really doesn't answer it. Or the Tosis on the next daf, which we're going to see, Ibayaluhu. Tosis just says, Tema, I don't know why there was a break, but there is a break. This is how Shas is structured. I'm sure there is a reason out there. So you can't use burned oil. Oil that's burned on Shabbos. So my shemen sreifa, what does that mean? What is shemen sreifa? So Amar Rava, shemen shel truma shenitma. Oil of truma that became tame. That is what the Mishnah is calling shemen sreifa. There is a mitzvah to get rid. We'll see whether it's to get rid of or burn. We're going to have that Bez Hashem tomorrow. But for now, let's assume it's shemen that one way to get rid of it is to be burned. To burn it. And there's a mitzvah to burn it. Because it is going to be burned, because there's a mitzvah to burn it, that's why it's called Shemen Sreifa. And you're not allowed to, there because it's Shemen Sreifa, you're not allowed to use it for Halakas Neir Shabbos. Why not? Ubi Shabbos, my time alone. What's wrong? So you're doing a mitzvah, so who cares? We're worried that because you're doing a mitzvah when you burn this Shemen Sreifa, we're worried that you're going to be really excited about it. You're going to want it to burn well because it's a mitzvah. So therefore, we have extra worry here that even though it burns nicely, unlike all the other materials in the Mishnah, all the other materials in the Mishnah don't burn well, so therefore we're worried that you're going to fix it and be mata it and cause it to burn quicker and violate a malacha. Here we're not worried about that. Here it burns fine, but we have a different chashash because it's a mitzvah, so that's why we're b'reisu al kadoshim heim, and they're going to try to do the mitzvah well, and therefore we are worried that you might be mata it. So Amar le'abaya elameata b'yantiv lishteri. If this is true, that the whole worry is that shemayata, you might make try to make the fire bigger, so on yantif, which the next Mishnah talks about on Chavdal and Abayz, on Yatif it should be mutter to use Shemen Sreifa. Alama Tanan, why did it say in the next Mishnah, Ein Malikim and Shemen Sreifa B'Yom Tov? Why? The beginning of the next Mishnah says you can't use Shemen Sreifa on Yatif either. If the worry is Shema Yatif, that shouldn't be worry on Yatif, because we know on Yatif that there is a halacha that you're allowed to make fires bigger on Yatif, right? The halacha of Ochel Nefesh. So therefore, why should there be a worry on Yatif, right? So on Shabbos, fine. There's a worry about Shema Yatif, so it should be mutter on Yatif. So says the Gemara, first answer, Gzeira Yantif Atu Shabbos. You're right. Really, Maker Adin, there's no reason that it should fly on Yantif, but where Gozer on Yantif Atu Shabbos. So Menachem asks Tosfos' question. The end of the Tosfos' Gzeira is really on the top of the next Amud. Tosfos says, isn't this a Gzeira L'Gzeira? Number one, we're being Gozer that you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on Erev Yantif because you might come to use it on Erev Shabbos. The only reason you can't use it on Erev Shabbos is because of Gzeira, you might come to Bimata and make the fire bigger. So Tosfos says what it really means here by Yantif Atu Shabbos, what it really means is the Yantif Shabbos ki hadadi ninhu. Really, it doesn't mean Yantif Atu Shabbos, it means Yantif and Shabbos is one unit. They're one unit of Yimei Kodesh. And because of that, once your goes around one, sometimes your goes around the other. That Tosfos says, Ein lahashvos gzeira shel chachamim zu lazu. So even though this is the principle that applies here, it's impossible for us to compare and contrast different gzeiros derabanan. So therefore, even though this is what's said here, don't ask me from another gzeira or takana derabanan that goes against this. But that is the second part of Tosfos, that it's not gzeira l'gzeira, because kula yom echad hu. What about Shema Yechabes? So, right. So the there was a deal from Rashi. I didn't mention it, but we're going to talk about in the future why we're just worried about Shema Yata and not we're not worried about Shema Yechabes. Why are we only worried about that direction? There's also an important point in the first half of Tosfos. Tosfos says in the first half that if we're worried about Shabbos and Yantif being one unit, so why do we only not allow Shem and Sreifa on Yantif? Why don't we not allow the other 10 things listed in the Mishnah on Yantif either? The Mishnah only says Shem and Sreifa is also on Yantif. But the other things, what about Shem and Kik? I could use Shem and Kik on Yantif. I could use Psila, right, the Biroka Sha'al Pnei Hamayim. I could use all those on Yantif. So if it's a Xer Yantif Shabbos all together, so why aren't those all Asur? Tosfos says no, because we have to give people some credit. By the other things, people know why you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Because it doesn't burn well. So it's obvious so that they're worried about Shema Yata. So that's why there's no worry that, you know, by letting them use it on Yantif. But by the Shemet Sreifa, it burns beautifully. So people are going to realize, oh, it's a mitzvah, and therefore that's why the Rabbanan didn't want me to do it on Shabbos. So because of that, we have to have extra precautions by the Shemet Sreifa case more than by the other materials in the Mishnah. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. Back to the Gemara. Rav Chisda, four lines from the bottom. Rav Chisda, Amar L'Shem Yata Lo Chashinan. Really, Rav Chisda said, no, the issue of Shem and Sreifa, about burning this Truma Temeya oil, is not because of Shem Yata. Because then you have this problem of Shabbos and Yantif. Ela Hacha B'Yantif Shechal Yis Erev Shabbos Askinan. And Ukimta, when does it say in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to use Shem and Sreifa? That's talking about an Erev Shabbos that's a Yantif. An Erev Shabbos that's a Yantif. Lafisha ain't surf and cut shim biyantif. And there's a halacha that you're not, which is quoted on the next daf as well, actually today's daf, that you're not allowed to burn cut shim on yantif. It's an isser. Isser to burn kut shim on yantif. We'll get to what the source for that isser is, Bez Hashem, later. But you're not allowed to burn kut shim on yantif, because you're not allowed to burn kut shim on yantif. Therefore, this Erev Shabbos is yantif. Really, make a din, just a stam Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to use shem and sreifa. No problem. It burns beautifully, and we're not worried that you're going to be mata. But because there's a separate halacha, you're not allowed to burn kut shim on yantif, so that is why here we say they're not allowed to burn truma tameya. Bez Hashem, hopefully later today or tomorrow, we'll get to the concept of kut shim and truma. How the Gemara is quoting Ein Sarfin Kachim Biyantif to refer to Truma Temeya. That's right, we'll get to that later. It says the Gemara of Hamikzadi Seifa Malikim B'Shem Seifa B'Yom Tov. If the Seifa means the Mishnah on the next daf, and Chavdal Mabez says, you're not allowed to burn Shem Seifa on Yontif, Bechal Dereisha Labiyat of Askina, and it's Mashma that up until now, in our first Mishnah of the Parak, we're not talking about Yontif, we're talking about Stam Shabbos. So Gemara says, Amr Chanina Misura Matam Kamar. No, really, the Gemara should be read as a continuation. Matam Malikim B'Shem Seifa B'Yom Tov. Why can't you use Shem Sreifa on Yom Tov, Lafisha ain't surfing Kachim on Yantif, right? Because you can't burn Kachim on Yantif. But it's all referring to one case. Tani Kavasid Rav Chisda, and a proof to Rav Chisda, who gave the second reason, the second Svara, that it's all about ain't surfing Kachim on Yantif. Kol Elu Sha'amar in Malikim Bebe Shabbos, Malikim Bebe Yantif. All the materials in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, you're allowed to use on Yantif. Chutz b'shem and sreifa, except for that one, you can't use on yantif either. Why? Lafisha ain't sarfin kachim b'yantif. So you see, that is the reason that is connected to this halacha. Okay, so we took a little break about Shabbos. Now we're back to Inyanei Chanukah. Yeah.
So is there
is no isser on hana'a. There's mutter when you burn shemen sreifa is mutter b'hana'a. That's going to be a problem. With what our Gemara just said. Our Gemara just said, you're not allowed to do it on Yantif. Question is, if you're allowed to get Hana, why don't you apply the principle of this is Mitoch or Ochol Nefesh? So we're going to get to that B'Shem later. That's a good question. The question was, are we only worried about it going out and we're going to be mate? What about just having a nice day for Shabbos? That's going to be discussed in the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is going to give materials they're not allowed to use because they smell bad, because they're going to ruin your own Shabbos. That's going to be Bezrim in the next Mishnah. But the group of the first Mishnah was specifically for materials of Shema Yata. Okay, says the Gemara, Ibai Elohu, Ma'u lahaskir shal Chanukah b'berchas hamazon. Must you mention Chanukah, what we call Al Hanisim, in benching? When you bench on Chanukah, do you have to mention it? Kivan de midrabanan hu lo mavarchin, lo bat kirinan. Since it's only a holiday midrabanan, maybe you shouldn't have to mention it. O dilma mishe persumei nisa mat kirinan. Or should we say that you have to mention it because of persumei nisa? Persumei nisa, and therefore you have to mention it. Tosfos here, in Tosfos Dibur Maschil Mahu, points out that the Gemara does not ask, do you have to mention Chanukah in Shmoneh Esrei? The Gemara only asks, do you have to mention Chanukah in benching? Why? Because Tosfos says in Shemona Esrei, that's Tefillah B'Tzibur. Of course there's Pursumei Nisa there. And you have to mention it in Shemona Esrei. Because you're all davening together. But the Chaz is not going to say Al-Anisim. So therefore the Gemara doesn't even ask that, because even though it's Derabanan, you for sure have to mention it in Shemona Esrei. The only question is, you're eating a meal at home on Chanukah. So is there an aspect, type of Pursumei Nisa that is required? And therefore, should you have to mention it there? Sorry? What's the Havamina? That there should be Pursumei Nisa, that just like this Pursumei Nisa by the mitzvah of Halakas Neiris Chanukah, maybe the whole day should be infused with this idea of Pursumei Nisa. Al-Anisim, Yala Perkon, Yala Gruros. What? Okay, so that we've spoken about, whether it's to yourself or whether it's, maybe that's the point. Do you quote this lower level Pursumei Nisa? We'll talk about more of the Yisavik in a minute. There's one Ha'ar, Hosafa, and then I'll take Menachem's question. That is the Cheshek Shlomo in the back says, there's no Gemara in Shas that asks this question about Purim. Why don't you have a parallel about Purim? Should you mention Purim in Berchas HaMazon? Why doesn't the Gemara ask that? Says the Cheshek Shlomo, because even the Seudas Purim is always done with family and friends. You're supposed to have a big party. So therefore, of course, there's Pursumei Nisa by the Berachas HaMazon of Purim. So that's why the Gemara doesn't ask it there, because for sure you do have to. The only suffix, the only Havamina is by Chanukah. Because by Chanukah, you're not sure. It's not, you don't have to have it, Simchas Mereus. So therefore, it's that's why it's a question. We say Hallel and Shul, but maybe that's not particular to Chanukah. You don't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, specifically the Chanukah story. And also, one might say, just what about Hallel? Hallel is not always associated with Pursumei Nisa. We say Hallel for many other reasons. Most of the time when we say Hallel, it's because of Kedushas Hayom. It's not because of Pursumei Nisa. Right? The reason we say Hallel on Yontif is because of Kedushas Hayom. The reason we say on Chanukah and Purim is because of the Nes. But it's not specifically identified with that. Just one other Hosafa. Rav Shurkin and Harei Kedem quotes from Rav Soloveitchik two ways to understand the suffix of the Gemara. Do you have to say Al-Anisim in benching? He quotes Yidua Machlokas Aposkim. It's Machlokas Aposkim, and we mentioned this at time in Shul. What happens if you're eating Shalosh Shudas, and by the time you bench, which in our Shul we do because we bench right after Maariv, which is basically after Shabbos, you know it's not Shabbos anymore. Should you say Ritzei or not? Or let's say you started eating before Shabbos. And now it's Shabbos. So do you say Ritzei or not? What's that stuff? It's a machlokas. So what's that machlokas about? What's that machlokas? Do you go by the beginning of the meal or after the meal? Okay, so why should you go by the beginning? Why should you go by the end? So the way that the Achronim explained it for Shorash HaShafik is, what is the machayev? What is the halachic generator for mentioning the special day in Berachas HaMazon? Is it the Seuda? This is a Seuda Shabbos. Seuda Shabbos requires Berachas HaMazon Shal Shabbos. You have to mention it. That's one way. Why do you have to mention like a Berachas HaMazon? Because whatever the Seuda was, you have to parallel that to the Berachas HaMazon. Or do you say no? You know what it goes by? It goes by right now. This second of today. This second right now, is it Shabbos? Is it Chanukah? Is it weekday? That's what it is. So that's the story behind the Machlokas. Do you go by if the meal Shalosh Shudas? It was a Seuda of Shabbos. Right now it's Chol. That's the Machlokas. Does the Chazkara and Berachas HaMazon have to go by these, what you call, label the Seuda? Or does it go by right now what this man is? So maybe, says the Rav, in possibility number one, maybe that's this Safek here. There is no such thing as a Seudas Chanukah. You don't have to have a Seuda on Chanukah. Right? It's a nice idea too, but there's no such thing as a Seuda on Chanukah. So that's one side that you shouldn't have to mention Chanukah and Berachas HaMazon, because there's no such thing as when do you have to mention Seudas? When do you have to mention something in Berachas HaMazon? Like we just explained, when there's a Seudas Yontif, then you have to bench Seuda Berachas HaMazon Shal Yontif. And that's why the Rav says there's no question about Purim, different than the Cheshek Shlomo. Because in Purim, it's definitely Seudas Purim. Purim is a Chiyuv Seuda. So Purim, you for sure have to mention it. But why there's only a question about Chanukah? Because Chanukah, maybe, there is no Seudas Chanukah. But it is Chanukah. It is Chanukah. There's no Seudas Chanukah. So that might be what the Seuda is. Or maybe the Seuda is. Maybe there is a Seudas Chanukah when you have a Seuda. So that could be the question of the Gemara. But anyway, what does the Gemara answer? Amar Rava, Amar Schor, Amar Avuna, Eino Maskir. That you don't have to mention it. The Imbala Haskir, Maskir Bahoda. But if you want to mention it, you can mention it in Hoda, which is what we do in the Bracha of No Delecha. Rav Huna, meaning different than the other mentionings of the year, which is in Rachem, where we put Yalav Yavo. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rava, Savar Lankur B'Boni Yerushalayim. He wanted to mention it in B'Boni Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Sheshes Ketfila, no, just like Shemona Esrei. Ma Tfila B'Hoda, Af Berchas HaMazon B'Hoda. No, just like Shemona Esrei, you mentioned it in Hoda, in Modim, because Al HaNisim is all about Modim, thanking Hashem, praising Hashem, Af Berchas HaMazon B'Hoda. So remember, all the other times that we mentioned Yalav Yavo, Yalav Yavo has nothing to do with the Nes. Yalav Yavo is an acknowledgement of the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif, of Shabbos, etc. That's why we mention it in Avoda, because Avoda, Rashi explains, we're davening for the Avoda to come back, we're davening for to do the Musafin. So that's why it's appropriate there. But Al HaNisim is not because there's no Kedushas Hayom on Chanukah and Purim. Kedushas Hayom means there's an Isra Malacha. There is no Isra Malacha on Purim. You could drive around around Chanukah. So therefore, it's based on a different reason, and that is the Nes, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes. So that is all the issue of, do you have to mention Al HaNisim in Berachas HaMazon? A parallel question, Ibai Lahu, Ma Lahaski Rosh Chodesh in Berachas HaMazon? Do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavo, in Berachas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh? In Tipsi Lomer B'Chanukah D'Rabban Lo Tzarif, if you want to say that the previous answer, the previous Gemara said that in Chanukah you don't have to mention it, right, in the usual place, because it's Drabanan, Rosh Chodesh Daraisa Tzarech. Rosh Chodesh is a concept midaraisa. It's not only Drabanan, the Torah talks about Rosh Chodesh. O Dilma, or Kibbutz Lo Aser Basiyas Malacha Lo Maskirinan. Or do you say, because Rosh Chodesh is not like the other Yom Tovim, there's no Isra Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, Lo Maskirinan, we don't, one doesn't have to mention it. If you think about it conceptually, Rosh Chodesh is a really amazing day. What is Rosh Chodesh? You know, it's a special day, there's no Isra Malacha. There's what's going on with Rosh Chodesh. There's a kiyum to eat something special, but you don't have to wear Shabbos clothes. And like, what? How do you with the real identity of Rosh Chodesh, come to us? I mean, there's a hesped that Rav Soloveitchik once gave for somebody. It's printed, and he called him Rosh Chodesh man. Rosh Chodesh man. Was Rosh Chodesh man, because he spoke about the hidden qualities of this person. That on the outside, you know, he wore stam clothes, and he was an average Joe, etc., etc. But inside, you know, he was something special. So he related that to Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh on the outside looks like a regular day. You go to work, you wish have regular clothes. Okay, maybe the kids have to wear white shirts to go to school. Okay, but really, but they go play ball, the same way that they go play ball in regular, they go to school. But hidden inside Rosh Chodesh, you know, there's a chalos hayom. There's no Kedushas Hayom, but there's some special quality of the day. But that may be what's behind this question of the Gemara, meaning Rosh Chodesh, there's no Issur Malacha, but it's Daraisa. So should you mention Yalav Yavo in benching? Machlokas, Rav Amar Maskir, V'chanina Amar Eino Maskir.
Pretense of the Gemara's question is that they're trying to compare Rosh Chodesh to Chanukah, with the same as Chanukah, the Rabbanon.
If you say that's the answer of the previous Gemara, that it's an issue of Darabanan, so then here it's an issue of Daraisa.
Okay, but the whole question we have is, shouldn't we say,
correct. So if you say the reason was Pursume Nisa up above, so then you would say no, but we have a different reason to say no. So we don't need that reason. We don't need that reason to have the other side of the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes is a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rav Zrika, Nekot Rav Yadcha. Grab Rav in your hands. Meaning Rav who says you should mention Yalav Yavo in benching, which is what we do. Dekai Rav Oshia Kavase, because we have a Braisa of Rav Oshia, a Tosefta, where he agrees with Rav that you mention Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. The Tani Rav Oshia, Yavim Shem Yishrem Karban Musaf. Rav Oshia says, days that you bring a Karban Musaf. Or what we could say, days that we daven Musaf. Kigon, Rosh Chodesh, V'cholo Shel Moed. So on those days, Arvis V'Shachrus U'Mincha, Mispalo Shmona Esrei. And you daven Arvis Shachrus U'Mincha, you daven Shmona Esrei. V'Omer Meinam Orab Avoda. And you say, Yalav Yavo, in the Bracha of Avoda, in Ritzei. V'Imlo Amar Machzirin Oso. And if you don't remember to say it, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. We had that in Brachas. V'Ein Bahan Kedusha Alakos. But you don't have Kedusha Alakos, meaning you don't make Kiddush. You don't make Kiddush on Chol HaMoed, you don't make Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh. The Yesh Bohen Askar Berachas HaMazon, but you do mention Yalav Yavon Berachas HaMazon. That's the Raya to Rav. That's the first half of the Braisa. So let's just continue the Tosefta. Yamim Shi Ein Bahem Karban Musaf, but on days that you don't bring a Karban Musaf, and that we don't daven Musaf, Kigon, like what? Sheini V'chamishi, like Mondays and Thursdays. V'ta'anios U'ma'amados. And fast days, U'ma'amados. Ma'amados are that in the olden days, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim were split up into different groups called Mishmaros. And that were the 24 Mishmaros of the Kohanim. And each Mishmar worked 2 weeks out of the year. They had 2 weeks, they switched off. They took turns. All the Kohanim didn't work every week. Basically, Kohanim worked 2 weeks out of the year. So it's the Mepharshim point out, they had to work 2 weeks out of the year, and the whole rest of the year, what they do. And they couldn't have land because they were busy Osik in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. So we had to support them. But again, that's the Mefarshim discussed that. But all Kohanim basically worked 2 weeks out of the year. So 2 times 24 is 48. And then on Yontif weeks, everybody worked. So those are excluded. So it basically works out to be the whole year, 52 weeks. But not only, Chazal say, were the Kohanim split up, the Yisraelim were split up as well into Ma'amados. The Mishnayos and Tainus explain that Ma'amad literally means to stand. What do I mean to stand? They were the ones who stood over the Karbanos of the Tzibur and represented Klal Yisrael as the owners, as the Bailam of those Karbanos. And they also switched off. Some of that group of Yisraelim went to the base of Migdash and actually stood there, but most of them stayed home in their cities, stayed home. It was their week to be the Maimud, but they didn't go to the base of Migdash. So what did they do? They had special tefillas. They slain special things. They said special brachas. The Mishnayos and Tainus explained it. That's what's called Ma'amados. So on Mondays and Thursdays and fasties and Ma'amados. So on those days, the following is going to be the halacha. The Gemara just interjects for a minute. What do you mean? Sheni v'chamishi ma'ayv v'tayu. Today's Thursday. What, Mondays and Thursdays? What, every Monday and Thursday you're going to do something special? The Gemara says, no. El sheni v'hei v'beishal taniyos ma'amados. No, it means the bahav. Monday, Thursday, Monday of fast days in the olden days that they used to fast. There were different stages of how bad the drought was. So they fasted Monday, Thursday, Monday. Then they fasted another Monday, Thursday, Monday. They had all these, this whole process. So Monday, Thursday, Mondays of fast days, Uma Amados. So on all those days where there's no Musaf, what's the halacha? Arvis v'shach v'shemincha mispalosh mon esrei. On all those days you damage mon esrei. V'omer me'en ha'ma'ora v'shomeya tefillah. And you say me'en ha'ma'ora. What's the me'en ha'ma'ora of a fast day? Anenu. You say Anenu in Shomea Tefillah. V'im lo amar. If you didn't say it, in Machzirin or so. But you don't have to go back if you forgot it. V'ein bar askar b'berchas amazon. And there's no askara in berchas amazon. Meaning on a fast day, I guess, if you break your fast. And other days that you would be eating. Again, so this all was about, why was this Tosefta brought? To prove to me from the first half of it that you do mention Yalav Yavo in Rosh Chodesh benching, even though there is no Chiyuv Se'uda. There is no Chiyuv Se'uda on Rosh Chodesh. But still, because there it is the Oraisos, that's why you mention Yalav Yavo in Berachas HaMasa. Fine. One important Hosafa, a very important Rashi here. And that is, it says in the second half of this Braisa, Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, Yudavit Shemona Esrei, and you mention Me'ina Ma'ora, which is Anenu. You say Anenu and Ma'irv? We don't even say Anenu and Shachris. Only the Chazan says Anenu and Shachris. We say it by Minchas. What does the Braisa mean? You say Anenu and Ma'ariv. So Rashi quotes from, if you look at Rashi, Dibur Maskal Arvis, it's about 12 lines into the skinny lines. Rashi says, Leili Kenisasan, right? Going into the fast day. Even though I'm going to daven Ma'ariv on a fast day, the night before a fast day, on Leil Asar B'Tebes. I'm going to daven Ma'ariv, say Anenu, and then go home and eat. Still, mispalos vilas tainus. You still daven on Anenu. Me'acha shenichnas hayom, because the day has begun. V'hachanami amar avunim zechlas tainus yachet shkibel av tainus. Also at night. And then he quotes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim that says bizman hazeh, maybe because we don't know if we're going to be able to finish the fast, that's why maybe it's inappropriate to say Anenu by Ma'ariv. Halacha l'maisa, that's what we do. By Ma'ariv, we don't say Anenu because, you know, we don't know if we're going to finish the fast. Shachris, we also don't know if we're going to finish the fast, but at least the Chazan says Anenu. Because somebody in this Tzibur is going to finish the fast. Therefore, the Tzibur, Chazaras HaShatz, is for us, that he's representing us. I think it's a Dvar HaShkafa, just from that halacha we learned about, you know, somebody's going to finish the fast, and therefore he's allowed to say Anenu. That's not his Shemona Esrei. It's our Shemona Esrei also. Our Shemona Esrei to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo, and Amen. So that's why in Shachris, you know, the Chazan at least says Anenu. By Minach already, it's already the afternoon, so we're on the home stretch, and therefore we all say Anenu by Mincha. But what do you see from Rashi? That fundamentally, Be'ikaron, a fast day starts the night before. The day of the fast day starts the night before. Even though the Nihugim of the fast day, what we do on a fast day, the fasting, or there's a Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, his sefer on Hilchas Avelos, where the Ramban says there's a lachadchilo to do all the heinuyim on all the fast days. Shoes and washing, etc. Mishnah Berurah quotes Baal Nefesh Yachmir. Mishnah Berurah, that one didn't catch on. But Mishnah Berurah quotes Baal Nefesh Yachmir to do all the heinuyim. We only do it by Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. But that's what he quotes. There's one or two people, I knew the one person that was machmir for the Hei Inuyim on, Mishnah Berurah also quotes another place, and maybe it's a Balgaiva to do that Bizman Hazeh when nobody else does it. To walk around on Asar B'Teves with Yom Kippur shoes and not washed and, etc. But anyway, but that's what comes out from this Rashi, that the night before the fasting is really what starts it. Where does this come up? Very halachal maisa. It's machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik regarding having a wedding Leil Shavasa Batamas. Having a wedding Leil Shavasa Batamas. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelak Aleph where he was asked, Im Rashon Lasas Nisuin Ba'or Luyud Zayin Batamas. He was asked, it was a Motzi Shabbos wedding, also, I don't know if that was an issue, but Rav Moshe says, V'heishafti shal Letzarech Yesh Lahatir. Right, Letzarech, he says, Yesh Lahatir B'matir. The invitations went out already. He has the same issue by a Pidyon HaBen. Could you have Pidyon HaBen the night before, because the invitations went out, there's Hefsin Merubah, but here he doesn't focus on that, he just focuses on Yesh Lahatir. He says, D'lachor Tali Zeba V'achokas, it's really V'achokas Rishonim, Imatainis Maschil B'layla, V'omer Manenu B'ar HaTainis. That's what that's our issue, whether it starts the night before. And then he says, you know, it's Shas HaTzchak, and therefore you can't be Machriya Bein HaRishonim, and therefore you can't rely on it. He says, if it's a Nidche, if it's Shas HaBatamas, it's Shabbos, pushed off to Sunday, then for sure you can't have it on Motzi Shabbos, because that's already Yud Ches Batamas. But that's what Rav Moshe says. But Rav Soloveitchik, quoted in the Nefesh HaRabba, Rav Shechter, says, even in this Shas HaTzchak, he didn't allow it. Because he thinks, many Rishonim say, the fast they started. And this is the period of the 3 weeks, and the minhag is not to have weddings. So therefore, he was against even that kula, but it relates to this issue, that a fast even starts the night before. Okay, again, also halacha lemaisa, what happens if somebody, I've been asked the question, somebody has yard site, and there are certain nihugim that people do on a yard site. So what about the night before a yard site? So is that also similar idea? To they allowed to go out somewhere on the night before a yard site? But again, it has to do with this issue about the fast day starting the night before. Okay, Ibailu. Ma'al haskir shal, by the two dots. Ma'al haskir shal chanukah b'musafin. Next question. Do you have to say al hanisim in musaf? In tefilas musaf. Right, we spoke about mentioning it in benching. What about in musaf? What are the sides, sadim of the safek? Kiva deles bay musaf bidi de lomads karinan. Do you say that the reason that we're saying musaf is not because of chanukah? Right, I'm sorry. The reason, right, kiva deles bay musaf bidi de lomads karinan. Since the, right? Did I say it correctly? Sorry, since there is no musaf on Chanukah, right? So obviously talking about a day that has a musaf, meaning Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah, right? Because Chanukah is the one day that we say Hallel that we don't daven musaf. Purim, we don't even say Hallel for reasons that we've spoken about. But Chanukah is the day that we don't say musaf. But what happens on a day of Chanukah that you do say musaf? On Shabbos Chanukah or on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. So should you mention Al Anisim in musaf or not? Should you not mention it because the reason that you're davening musaf is not because of Chanukah? O Dilma Yomu Shechai Ba'arba Tfilos. Or do you say that, no, today, this day of Chanukah has 4 Shmoneh Esreis, so therefore, you have to say Al Anisim. So what, it's not here because of Chanukah. But this day of Chanukah, Lamaisa, has 4 Shmoneh Esreis, so you should have to mention Al Anisim in that Shmoneh Esrei. Machlokas. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rami Travayo, Eino Maskir. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say, don't mention Al Anisim. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Rav Travayo, Maskir. Right? Well, we paskin. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan say, you do mention Al Anisim in Musaf. Amar Rabbi Rav Yosef, Hadar Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Deravhu, that which Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said, that you don't have to mention it, that really is based on the Shita of Rav. To Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Rav says, Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Hamaftir B'Navi B'Shabbos, Eino Tzarech Lahaskir Shal Rosh Chodesh. So then, the one who says the Haftorah does not have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Brachos. She'omale Shabbos, because were it not Shabbos, ain Navi B'Rosh Chodesh. Right? There's no Haftorah because of Rosh Chodesh, it's only because of Shabbos. So just like Rav says that if you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you only mention Shabbos in the brachos of the Haftorah, because the Haftorah is only there because of Shabbos. So too says the Gemara, when you have Musaf on Chanukah, you don't mention Chanukah in Musaf, because the only reason you have davening Musaf is because of Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, not because of Chanukah. Asks, yeah.
But I'm going to presume an Easter thing. You just said, before we said, we didn't say you have to say the Shmoneh Esrei, the Shmoneh Esrei is there.
So what happened to the Presumei Nisa issue? So it seems from the Gemara that Presumei Nisa is only an issue where you're davening something related to the day. But if there's something that's totally extraneous, that's usually you don't have Presumei Nisa in here because the regular Presumei Nisa isn't Mechayev a Musaf. Right? Musaf is something totally separate. There's Presumei Nisa in the rest of the day, but Musaf is not inherently related to Chanukah. So therefore, there's no possibility that Presumei Nisa is going to be a factor to. Yeah, in a chinami, but that's what the Gemara assumes, that these 8 days always have a Shemoneh Esrei.
More.
Yeah.
The reason we daven Musaf is daven because of that carbon, and that carbon is only shayach to Musaf.
Right, that's what the Gemara is assuming, that this carbon of Musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah. It's a din d'arayis, not a din d'rabbanan. But the Gemara says something similar in a minute. So the Gemara says, mi dami, how can you compare that cheetah of Rav by Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and the Haftorah to the Chanukah Musaf? Hasam navi bid Rosh Chodesh like a cloud. Over there, this Haftorah is totally not shayach to Rosh Chodesh. You never have a haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. So there you can understand. Don't mention Rosh Chodesh in Shabbos, in the brachas. Hacha, but by Chanukah, Isa, by Arvis, v'shachos, v'mincha, you have Shemona Esrei on Chanukah. Right? It's not totally mufka from the concepts. You have a different, another Shemona Esrei, a Musaf. Therefore, you shouldn't say that, you know, that's a parallel. But there's a different parallel of a Shita of Rav. El Allah Adam, you're the following. Amar Avach Devoy, Amar Masa Amar Rav, Yomtiv Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. If you have a Yontif that falls down on Shabbos, look at this. Hamafter B'Novi B'Mincha B'Shabbos In Sorach L'Haskar Shel Yontif. They used to do Haftorah by Shabbos Mincha. Rashi said they used to do Temsukim. Haftorah by Shabbos Mincha. So we've had to start the shiur a little earlier, Shabbos afternoon. But it says, Hamafter, if you're doing the Haftorah on Shabbos Yontif, so says the Gemara, you don't have to mention Yontif. Because if it wasn't Shabbos, you wouldn't be having a Haftorah on Yontif, or there's no laning on a Yontif Mincha. So that's more of a parallel, because Yontif is Shayach to the world of Haftorah, but still Rav says you don't mention Yontif when it comes to the Shabbos Mincha. So too, but that's a parallel to the other sheet of the other Tanaim, that you don't have to mention Chanukah in Tfilas Musaf. Continues the Gemara, v'les hilchas ha'kachal ha'nishmaitza. Right, we don't paskin like all of the above. Ella, like the following. Ki hadar m'shur ben Levi, yom ha'kipurim shechalios b'shabbos, yom kippur that falls out on Shabbos, ha'mispalel ne'ila, tzorech lahaskir shel Shabbos. Right, the Reb Shimon Levi says, if you yom kippur that falls down on Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in Ne'ila. Yom ushin is chayav arbet filos. Even though Ne'ila has nothing to do with Shabbos, right, we don't have a Ne'ila on a regular Shabbos, but this Shabbos has five tefilos. And because it has all these tefilos, so you mention it. So too, earlier, this day of Chanukah has Musaf. So that's what we do. We mention Chanukah, we mention all of these in Musaf. So the Gemara just asks, Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa. So we have a problem here. Amarti Hilchasa Reb Shimon Levi. We just said Halacha like Reb Shimon Levi, who just said that Yom Kippur on Shabbos, you mention Shabbos in Ne'ila. The Kaimel Hilchasa Karava, but we also hold like Rava. To Amar Rava, who says the following, Yom Tif Shechalios B'Shabbos, Yom Tif that falls out on Shabbos. Shliach Tzibur Hayorwi Lefnei Ateva Arvitz, Eino Tzorach Lahaskar Shel Yom Tif. The Shliach Tzibur, the Chazin on Friday night, let's say Friday night is Yom Tif. After, obviously there's no Chazaras HaShatz by Ma'ariv, but after Shemoneh Esrei, we know we have a special tefillah, Magen Avos B'Edvaro, right? Then we have the small Chazaras HaShatz, let's call it, even though it's not really Chazaras HaShatz. You say that, and what's the halacha? You don't mention Yom Tif in that. She'omale Shavit, Ein Shliach Tzibur Yorid. Right? So therefore, Ein Shliach Tzibur Yorid, Arvis B'Yontif. Right, so that Yontif has nothing to do with that, so you don't mention Yontif. So it's a stira. On the one hand, we mention Shabbos in Ne'ila on Yom Kippur Shabbos, even though Ne'ila has nothing to do with Shabbos. Masha'enkein, when you have a Yontif Shabbos Friday night, so then we don't mention Yontif in this extra tefillah. Why not? It's here. It's a Yontif, so why don't you mention Yontif? Skamar says you can't compare the two. Hachi hashta, don't compare the two. Hasam, over there, b'dinu dafilu b'shabbos nami lo tzarech. This extra Magen Avos, even on Shabbos, it's not a Me'ikar Hadin. This isn't Chazaras HaShatz. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefila. There's no Chazaras HaShatz by Ma'ariv because Tefilas Arvis Rishus. That's the Rambam writes. That's one reason. But there are others. There are other reasons as well. But even by Shabbos, you shouldn't have to mention this. What is this? V'rabbanan u'detekuni mishem sakana. The only reason we say this extra Tefila of Magen Avos and Elokeinu Malkei Avoseinu is because of sakana. What's sakana? So Rashi here explains that in the olden days, they used to come back from the fields from work. They used to go home and daven Ma'ariv at home, not in shul. But on Shabbos, they used to all come to shul. Some people might come late, and therefore, if they come late, then there's no Chazaras HaShatz, so the other people are going to leave, and they're going to leave the people who came late, they're going to leave them by themselves. Therefore, it's going to be a sakana. So they instituted these extra few minutes of fila to give people the time in order to catch up. Similar, they say to Baruch Hashem La'olam during the week. But that's what that's the sakana. It's not a nikra din of Shabbos. So that's why you're not going to say it on Yontif either. So that's why that only applies to Shabbos Yom Sakana. Aval Hacha, by Shabbos and by Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Yom Tov Shenis Chayav Arba Tefilos. It's a day that, you know, that's Chayav in all these tefilos, and therefore you're going to mention Shabbos in Ne'ila. Okay, that is the end of the Gemara. Yeah. What about Chol HaMoed? Yeah, there's no, that's... The what, Haftorah is not inherent to the day of Chol HaMoed? So there's a difference between Sukkot and Pesach. I don't remember which when is which. The Haftorah of Sukkot and Pesach, one of them, I think Pesach you don't mention it, and Sukkot you do mention it. Right, whether you mention the Yontif. So I remember there's a part about why by one not by the other. It has to do with the karbanos, because musaf by sukkahs you have a different karban musaf every day, by Pesach not. But I think there's a Rav Mirsky article in Hagioni Halacha on that, the difference between Pesach and sukkahs by the Haftorah. Okay, what's behind all of this discussion? If Yontif falls out on Shabbos and Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur and Chanukah on Rosh Chodesh. So if you remember a couple of years ago, we had a shiur about the following issue. When you have 2 days of Kedusha that overlap, how do you look at that day of Kedusha? For example, it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Iyar Tavshin Sama Gimel. I looked at the date. So if you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, is that day Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? Or is it Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, hyphenated? How do you look at it? Okay, big deal. What difference does it make? There's a lot of big deal. Remember, there are a number of nafkaminas that we mentioned. For example, number one, there's a machlokas achronim between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Arz Sameach. What happens if Rachmana Litzlan, somebody is a chola sheish bo sakana and they have to eat on Yom Kippur? Do they make kiddush? Do they make kiddush before they have to eat on Yom Kippur? So what do you say? Should they make kiddush? There's a machlokas. Rabbi Kiva Eger says generally not, unless Yom Kippur is Shabbos, because it's no worse than any other Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Shabbos and it's Yom Kippur. It's Shabbos, so therefore you have to make kiddush when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Says the Arz Sameach, no way. The Arz Sameach says there's no kiddush on Yom Kippur, period, even on Shabbos. What's the explanation? What's the machlokas about? Ah, so the way it's explained is that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shabbos Yom Kippur is Shabbos, comma Yom Kippur. It's both, and therefore if it's both, it's also Shabbos. Says the Arz Sameach, no, this is Shabbos Yom Kippur. It's not Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's Shabbos Yom Kippur. Shabbos Yom Kippur. There's no kiddush. There's no kiddush instituted. One machlokas. Another machlokas. There's 2 days quoted in the tour in Hilchos Berachas Hamazon. What happens if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Wonderful. What happens if you forget Yalav V'Yavo in benching on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So we all know the halacha. If you forget Ritzei on Shabbos, you have to repeat one. You have to repeat benching because you have to have the suda. If you forget Yalav V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh during the week, you don't have to repeat because there was no chiyuv suda. What if you forget Yalav V'Yavo on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? 2 days in the tour. So again, what's the issue? The issue is, yes, if it's Shabbos, comma, Rosh Chodesh, so then you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. You forgot Yalav V'Yavo, but you said Ritzei, so that's fine. But if you say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it's hyphenated, so then maybe this is a Seudah. This is that you have to have a Seudah. It's a joint Kedusha. If it's a joint Kedusha, you would have to repeat benching even for just Yalav V'Yavo. So that's another nafkamina that you would have. If you make kiddush on Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it could be that you're only going to say the right. You're only going to say the mentioning of Shabbos. Would you say Yalav V'Yavo in benching when on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, so is Yalav V'Yavo the same thing as the kiddush? Not sure. But I think we do say that you do say it. I think the Shulchan Aruch even talks about that. They do say Yalav V'Yavo in the benching. But one more, and then we'll continue. And that is, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. That let's say somebody's in jail, let's say somebody's in a place without a sitter, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And he doesn't know Atah Yetzarta by heart, but he knows Tikanta Shabbos by heart. So Rav Moshe says, let him say Tikanta Shabbos. And then later on in the day, if he gets a sitter, then he should make up and daven a Shmoneh Esrei for Rosh Chodesh. But you know what, says Rav Moshe? He just should daven the Rosh Chodesh weekday Shmoneh Esrei, not Atah Yetzarta. Because he already did his Shabbos part. So you should just say Atah Yetzarta. Moshe writes that in the Tshuva in Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin. Right? And Rav Shlomo Zalman quote out the Sefer at home in Yoni Rosh Chodesh, Rav Shlomo Zalman argues. What are you talking about? He says, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, Atah Yetzarta is the Shmoneh Esrei. So again, what's the beer? I think it's beautiful. Going through Moshe, it's separate Kedushos. It's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. You already yotzes on your Shabbos, so now you only have to have Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh weekday. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, no. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, one Kedusha, so you have to say Atah Yetzarta. So what you said to count the Shabbos. But it's one hyphenated Kedusha. And therefore it should be linked. So should you not say anything the first time? Okay, maybe you would go that far also. Maybe you shouldn't say anything the first time, because that's when Esrei wasn't Mesukan for today. Okay. Okay, let's go continue. Sorry? Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. If you say Rosh Chodesh Chanukah falls out on Sunday, so Machar Chodesh. Machar Chodesh. Actually, no, if it's Shabbos Chanukah, that overrides, because it's Pursume Nisa. Tosis we said yesterday. Tosis on top, on Chafik Gimel on the base. That Pursume Nisa wins out, so you have to say the Haftorah is from Shabbos Chanukah. Right, so that was a bad question about the Haftorah itself. Okay, also one note, the post can point out here, like the Ritva and others, that even though we don't have any Sakana anymore, we still say Mekadesh, we still say Mogen Avos Bidvaro, even though there's no Sakana anymore, Kiva the Nitkan Nitkan. Once the Takana was made, so we continue the Takana and we still say it, except for, there's only one Friday night the whole year that we don't say Mogen Avos, Pesach. If Pesach falls out, the Seder night falls out on Shabbos, we don't say it because, well, Shimurim. It's a guarded night, and therefore we don't say it. On Sukkot, on Shavuos, and all the other nights that the fall down on Friday, you do say it. Only Pesach night, you don't say it. Okay, continues the Gemara. V'lo ba'alya, back in the Mishnah, Daf Chav, it said you can't use the fats of a tail of the animal. So the Tanna Kamma said you can't use the fats of the tail. Reb Nachum Hamadi said you could use it if it's mevushal, and the Rabbanan said no, you can't use it even if it's mevushal. So the Gemara asks, Chacham Ma'ino Tanna Kamma, what's the difference between the first opinion and the third opinion? It's the same thing. You can't use it. So the Gemara says, Ika Binayo Rav Bruna Amarav. The difference is Rav Bruna Amarav Shita, which we discussed a few days ago, and that is what if you mix in good materials, good fuel that is halakhically okay. Does that make it kosher? Is that tarobis? Okay, that's the difference between the two shitas. V'lo Masayimi, but we don't know who says what. We don't know which opinion, the first or the third opinion, would allow it or not. But either way, that's the difference between the Tanai. Okay. Masnisan. The Mishnah that we referred to earlier, and that is, you're not allowed to, now we're getting away from Shabbos, now we're talking about Yontif a little bit. You're not allowed to use Shemen Srefa to light Yontif candles. Again, Shemen Srefa, we mentioned, is Truma oil that became Tameh, and there's a mitzvah to burn it. So you can't use that to light Yontif candles. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ein Ma'adikin Be'itron Mipnei Kvod Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says you're not allowed to use Itron, which is a very foul-smelling substance, because of Kavod Shabbos. We'll talk about what that means. Whether it means that you're going to leave. Either way, it's not going to put you in a good mood on Shabbos, so therefore you're not allowed to use it. The Chacham Matirin B'chol Hashmonim. The Chacham say no, you can use all oils. B'shemen Shumshemin, sesame oil, B'shemen Egozim, B'shemen Sinonos, radish oil, B'shemen Dugin, B'shemen Pakuos. Pakuos, Rashi says, is dalas, midbari, some type of gourd. Be'itron, they allow you even to use itron v'neift, and also another bad-smelling substance. Rabbi Tarfin, oh man, no. Rabbi Tarfin says, ein malikin ela b'shemen zayis bovad. Tarfin says, for Shabbos candles, you have to use shemen zayis. The Gemara talks about, that's a big chumra. But that's Rabbi Tarfin Shita, so that's about what you're allowed to do. First halacha is shemen zayis for b'yom tov, and then we get back, the rest of the Mishnah is back to Shabbos. The Gemara says, my time, why can't you light with Truma Temeya, Shemen Srefa on Yantif? Lafisha Ain Sarfin Kachim B'Yantif. Because you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yantif. And the Gemara is about to find a makar for this halacha of not allowing to burn Kachim on Yantif. But Tosfos here, and that's what we're gonna do today, Tosfos in Dibaskul Lafi asks Seth's question from before. B'yam Tomer, Hechi Afina Truma Mi Kachim. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says you can't burn Truma that became Tameh on Yantif because it's based on the halacha that you can't burn Kachim on Yantif. Since this is 1 second. We know there's a halacha that you're allowed to light a fire for something on Yantif that you're going to get Hanah from. Right? You're not allowed to light a fire for cooking. You're allowed to light a fire to warm up water. If you're going to get some type of Hanah on Yantif, you're allowed to make that fire. You're allowed to expand that fire. So burning kachim on Yantif, I can understand. Because burning kachim does nothing for me. It's a mitzvah to burn kachim to Hashem. That's it. I get nothing out of it. But Truma Temeya, a Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma Temeya, but he's allowed to get Hana'a from Truma Temeya. While it's burning, I'm allowed to get warmth from the burning Truma Temeya. So why can't I burn it on Yantif? How can you compare this to not burning kachim on Yantif? You're allowed to get Hana'a from it. That's Tosfos Kasha. How could that be? You shouldn't be able to learn burn kachim on Yantif. You can't get a yana from it. So you don't apply the principle of you're allowed to do it because of ochel nefesh for some type of a need. But skipping a few lines, but truma temeya, it's mutar lehanos b'shasreipa. So why is that aser? So Tosfos gives two answers, and there's a Rashi in Beitza. I saw it's quoted on the side. The Rashi b'mishnah Beitza Chav Zayin gives another answer. What are the answers? So first the Riva. The Riva answers. It's a very lumdish answer. Tekivan she'asra Torah kol hanos rak hanos sreifa. Really, inherently, even truma temeya, you can't get hana'a from. Really, halachically, this is designated as burning. You have to burn this. Yes, there's a heter that while it's burning, you can get hana'a. But really, that's not You don't label it as something that you could get hanaa from. Imkein havarazu einu l'sarach hanaaso elo l'shem mitzvah sreifa. Elo shahatorah lo hikpida sheyenu mena b'shas b'yir. It's like, you have to burn it. The Torah doesn't mind so much if you get hanaa. But it's not like you're allowed to get hanaa. L'maisa makes no difference. But in Lundis, in conceptual ideas, says the Riva, that's the difference. Inherently, Truma Tameh is just like Kachin. It's not nitan lahana. Its destiny is to be burned, not to get hana from it. Even though you're right, there is a type of heter. So that's the Riva's answer to be how you put Truma closer to Kachin. The Ri does not like this for a number of reasons. About this eighth medium line, the Ri says, it's a gzeira, Truma atu Kachin. Gzeira Truma atu Kachin. So that's why you're right, good question, but gzeira. The Rashi in Beitza, which is see a corner on the side, gives a totally different approach. He says you're not allowed to burn Truma Tamei on Yontif because of a concept called Achshavei. Sometimes we find in Halacha that inherently there's an action that objectively isn't a Malacha, but because it's such a Chashiv Mitzvah that you're doing, the Halacha gives it significance. It's called Achshavei. The Torah is Machshiv what you're doing, and therefore you can't do it on Yontif. Says Rashi, that's why you can't burn Truma Tamei on Yontif. Yes, inherently you have a heter of Achol Nefesh, you can get Hanah. But because you're doing a mitzvah of burning Truma Tameya, because that's your mitzvah that you're doing, that's why you can't do it on Yontif. Because this is a chashiv act, and such a chashiv act of Achshavei you can't do on Yontif. Rav Soloveitchik used this Rashi to explain what happened a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago we had Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. And we paskin like Shitas Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir in the Mishnah Imsachim Emtes says that we do Tashbisu on Erev Yontif. We do Tashbisu on Erev Yontif. The question is, I mean, you have to burn it. We burned our chametz on Friday, not on Shabbos. So the question is, why do we do that? So why can't we just get rid of all of our chametz on Yontif? We'll flush everything down the toilet. Why do we burn everything? Why do we throw everything to the wind? So there are different opinions. The Baal Hamar says, because really we paskin like Rebbe Yehuda that you have to burn chametz. So you have to burn a Chabbos, you can't burn it on Shabbos. Okay, that's one opinion, but the Gemara never links the two Machloksim, so it's very difficult to say that this halach is this. Another Ramban says maybe it's a Gzeira, so you don't come to burn it on Shabbos the following year. Okay, that's another Gzeira. Rav Soloveitchik thought, no, it's based on this Rashi and Beitza. Achshavei, because there's a mitzvah to destroy your chametz, tashbishu sar mi batechem, so therefore, however you destroy your chametz, even by flushing it, even by throwing it to the wind, that is a chashiv act in the eyes of halacha, and therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. Just like burning truma tameya inherently should be mutter on yantif, but it's not allowed because of the principle of achshavei, so too, getting rid of your chametz is a mitzvah, and therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. That's why he was against getting rid of it in the other ways. He says you have to just eat it. You have to eat it, because even though there's a line in one of the Rishonim that says eating it is also Tashbisu, but in general, eating it is not Tashbisu. So he thought you should really get rid of it before Shabbos because of this concept of Achshavei. It's not a din in the burning. It's a din if, however, you get rid of it, is going to be Achshavei. Okay, but that is the Tosis. So we have three different answers to answer Tosis's question. Okay, today's shiur was L'Zecha Nishmas Yisrael Isser Ben Tzion Ben Yaakov. And again, if anybody's listening, if anybody has any problems with the websites, one can email mmaltz@gmail.com or go to the shul website at cbey.org.